Heating up the water to boil your clothes.
Wash kettle.
All right. Would you use this for anything else, like boiling potatoes?
I used it for boiling beets, canning beets, and I used it for cooking out lard when I killed hogs, and maybe cooked hog's head and beet in it, and make souse and lots of things.
Make souse? What's that?
That's where you cook your heads and feet and make...
Mincemeat pie? Okay. Did you ever wash your clothes? Boil that clothes?
Oh, yeah.
Put your clothes in there.
Yeah, we used the dough.
How big was that thing? 20 gallons?
Mine was a 20-gallon one I got now.
You still got it?
Yeah.
What do you use it for now?
Nothing.
What do you take for it?
Oh,
you
couldn't
tell that.
I've got one the kids carried up in Virginia that I had too, and they carried a small enough there they didn't want me to bring back, because I
had
never done it.
What would you call a container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
Flower pot.
All right. Well, what else? What if you just put a several flowers in there and held it? Didn't.
Vase.
All right. That was the weird. What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
All right. Right. If you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak
knives
by the plates. If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I won't blank the dishes. What are you going to do the dishes?
Washed.
All right. And after she washes the dishes, then you do what?
Set the table.
Well, what do you do with them in clear water, though?
Oh, wrench them.
Okay.
Scald them.
Scald them, or what do you call it?
Wrench them.
All right. And what do you call that cloth, the rag that you use in washing dishes?
Drying rag.
No,
washcloth. Dishcloth.
Dishcloth for washing.
Uh-huh.
And drying rag or drying cloth?
Drying cloth. Drying towel.
Why did I call them dish rags when I was a kid? Did you ever call them dish rag?
Yeah, do all time.
But you said dishcloth.
Well.
Which is more handy?
Dish rag.
I think because we used rags when I was a kid. You didn't go to this hardware.
Anybody
buy them. You just use some old shirt tail,
over sheet or pillowcase.
Okay, what do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying them then?
You call it a dish towel.
All right. And what do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
A wash rag.
Uh-huh. And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself with?
Hand towel.
Okay. And what do you turn on in the water pipe or the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
The what?
A faucet.
Okay. And what terms would you use for other things like that out of the yard where you attach a garden hose where the firemen would catch for a fire hose? What do you call it outside?
A faucet.
Yeah, but
outside faucet.
Is that, you don't have another word for it besides faucet?
Spigot.
I wondered if you did. You ever call it a hydrant?
Yeah.
What do you?
A hydrant.
Okay, it was so cold last night that our water pipes, what?
Froze.
Right. If you stuck a pin in the balloon, it would
burst.
All right. People used to buy flour in a what?
Barrel.
In a barrel. Something you might have to roll off a wagon on a couple of logs or boards, and that's the same thing.
The barrel.
Mm-hmm. And what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a fairly large quantity?
In barrels. My daddy made them. I put them in 50-gallon barrels.
Molasses?
And we'd eat them, too.
You're kidding.
There's eight of us children, and we had two grandmothers, an uncle, and eight. And we all ate out
of
molasses.
A quart of molasses.
We'd take us a knife and go out there a day like this, and just bring them out like this on a knife, and it was good.
At $10 a gallon.
They wasn't high then.
Let's see. Well, now, something you might have... No, let's hear. What about your lard? What do you put your lard in after you've rendered that lard out?
A lard can.
Is that what it is?
Well, most of the time, a lard can, or we could use a jar.